They say give someone a fish and they'll eat for a day, but teach them to fish and they'll eat for a lifetime. At BMS World Mission, we begin by listening, because true partnership isn't teaching what's already known, it's nurturing what's already there. We work with local communities to build on their knowledge, whether it's fishing, farming, or something else entirely. And through the Global Church, we share Jesus and offer practical help to create a lasting legacy.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 and 38. Jesus said to his disciples, "The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who's in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields." This is a fascinating statement from Jesus, isn't it? He was seeing a huge reaction to his ministry, with crowds of people responding to both his teaching and his healing. The harvest was clearly enormous, and so he reflected on the need for more workers. The obvious question to ask is this: if it was so clear that more workers were needed, why was it necessary for the disciples to pray about it? Why didn't God recruit more helpers automatically? This is a really important question to ask, because the answer will help us to understand the nature of prayer. Because God is all-powerful, the answer has to be that he could have instantly enlisted more workers. But God has chosen to work in partnership with us. He wants us to be involved in his work of mission, and the most intimate way in which we can join in partnership with him is through prayer. We know that God longs to establish his kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. So as we pray the Lord's Prayer, what we are declaring is our willingness to cooperate with God in what he is seeking to do in our homes, our churches, our communities, and our places of work and leisure. We're offering our minds, hands, and feet so that his perfect will be accomplished. Yes, God could have chosen to establish his kingdom by himself without our help, but he decided not to do so. He chose to send his son Jesus into the world so that we could be intimately involved in his kingdom building business. Jesus' statement makes it clear why we need to place prayer at the center of our lives. It really is the oxygen of the Christian life. As we pray, we invite the Holy Spirit to guide our thinking and actions, and we declare our willingness to go wherever he directs. What an incredible privilege that Jesus has asked us to share so fully in what he is doing in the world. So let me ask you a question. Are you willing to pray for more workers today? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that you've invited us to be so completely a part of your mission to the world. Thanks for joining me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. Hope you have a great day today.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.